Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of medication review and progress note for comprehensive counseling incorporation, date of elevation for all this patient is April 6, 2026. Patient was seen via doxy and the patient has consented for the treatment. The first patient is Robinson Elizabeth. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Subjective and objective data. Elizabeth is a 44-year-old married Caucasian female living at 18474 Shields, Detroit, Michigan 48234. Patient was seen for follow-up. She has history of bipolar mood disorder mixed, having tardive dyskinesia, and the movement has been controlled with medication. Currently, she is also in the treatment for depression, anxiety, and mood swings. She described that she has been feeling better, denies any sadness, depression, mood swings, any suicidal, homicidal ideation, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She denies any side effect of the medication. Period. She was alert, oriented, time 3. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. She was attentive, cooperative. Her attention span was good, memory was good, thought process coherent, no agitation, side aggression, there was no involuntary movement, or any akathisia, dystonia, or tremors. She is currently maintained amantadine 100 mg BID, which she believed was helping her to control her tremors. Lamictal 100 mg BID as a mood stabilizer and for depression. Depakote 500 mg twice a day. Buspirone 10 mg TID for her anxiety. Citalopram 30 mg daily for depression, which also getting some pronunciation from Buspirone. Period. She was cooperative, having good eye contact, no irritability, agitation, or any suicidal, homicidal behavior, plan, or any attempt. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder mixed, tardive dyskinesia, symptomatically stable, she is allergic to morphine and pelicin. Recommendation, continue the supportive care. Patient was encouraged to talk with a therapist from the comprehensive counseling. Discourage not to use any alcohol or drugs. A 30-day supply was ordered. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution is on Ahmed Misbah. AHMED, Misbah, MISBH, date of birth is 7/20/1956, telephone number is 313-782-2679. Misbah is a 69-year-old, married male, living with his wife and having two daughters who was providing support. Mr. Mesab is living at 32857 Cambridge Drive, Warren, Michigan 48093. He described that he has been feeling good, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts, wanted to know any new medication can be added. I further educate him, provided support, and encourage that the current medication has been helping and combination of medication has been helping. There is no reason to increase the doses of the medication. He is on clonopin, a milligram at bedtime, which patient has been taking for a long time, and discontinuation was having a problem. Therefore, the doses from has been reduced only 1 milligram at bedtime. Citalopram 20 milligram daily, Seroquel 25 milligram at bedtime. He was alert, oriented. His mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. He denies any suicidal mental thoughts, denies any hallucinations or apparent delusion, denies any depression, anxiety. He feels that he is doing much. He feels that he is doing much better. Coherent and logical. No somatic complaints or any problem with the medication. Judgment sight seems to be improving. Assessment: major depressive disorder, recurrent, chronic, with period of anxiety. Mild cognitive deficit, rule out not because of depression. Plan, continue with the current plan. Continue, encourage him to talk with a therapist. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. Next solution, Carlesimo, C-A-R-L-E-S-I-M-O, Katlyn, K-A-T-Y-L-Y-N. Her date of birth is 8/27/1989. Phone number is 586-854-6037. Katlyn is a 36-year-old, married, Caucasian female, mother of two young kids, living at 14238 Hibiscus, H-I-B-I-S-C-U-S Drive, Selby Township, Michigan, 48315. Seen for follow-up, patient has history of attention deficit problem, and since she started on Adderall, 10 milligram in the morning and 10 milligram in the afternoon, she describes she is feeling much better. It is just like there is nothing wrong with her. She is focused, attentive, no irritability, agitation, no sadness, depression. Patient has been compliant with the medications and has been making positive improvement. She wanted to take whenever she feel like one medication, one dose. I further discussed that these medications, she can develop tolerance and the doses are not too high. Therefore, it is not a good idea that she should stop taking the medication and take whenever she feel like, as she can see herself the response of the medications, which not only improve her motivation, she has functioned better, taking care of his household activities, dropping her kids to school, and also off and on she also work once a week for transporting the patients to the hospital. Patient was cooperative, attentive, appropriate. Her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal thoughts, no symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Assessment, attention deficit disorder, symptomatically stable. Continue Adderall, 10 milligram in the morning and 10 milligram in the afternoon. A 30-day supply was ordered. All appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. Next solution is on Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E, Paul, P-A-U-L. His date of birth is 12/5/1980. Telephone number is 586-612-7330. Telephone number is 13150 Balfour Drive, Warren, Michigan, 48088. Subject area: Paul is a 45-year-old Caucasian male living at 13150 Balfour Drive, Warren, Michigan, 48088. Patient has been having history of attention deficit disorder and has been showing significant improvement after adding of Adderall XR 20 milligram daily. He described the medication is effective and he is focused better, productive at work and has no problem with the medication. He claimed he is sleeping, eating all right. He was alert-oriented. His mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. Thought process recognized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. No symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Judgment sight is improved. Assessment attention deficit disorder. Symptomatically stable. Plan continuing Adderall XR 20 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End of dictation. Next location is Bozin Nevenica, Bozin Nevenica, Nevenk. Her date of birth is 4/2/1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subject area data. Nevenica is a 77-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband at 29250 Longview Apartment 9, Warren, Michigan 48093. Telephone, her date of birth is 4/2/1949. Subjective objective. Nevenica was cooperative, pleasant, appropriate. Described that she has been doing much better. Her medication is working and she does not have any problem of depression, anxiety or any panic attack. She described the current medication has been helping her a lot and she is much improved and functioning. Her husband also agreed about her statement. PN, patient has been on duloxetine 20 mg daily, clonopin 0.5 mg daily. Patient last evaluation, a 30-day supply was ordered. She indicates she is still having medications and does not need any refill at this time. Assessment, major depressive disorder with panic attack, symptomatic stable, plan continue with the supportive plan and encouraged to talk with the therapist at comprehensive counseling, which help her to improve her functioning and get some attention for her ongoing difficulties and the problem. End of dictation. Next solution on Scarfone, Scarfone, Brian, Brian. His date of birth is 2/26/1994. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. Brian is a 32-year-old married Caucasian male living at 401 Country Club Drive, St. Clair Shore, Michigan 48082. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. Subjective agenda. Brian is 32-year-old married Caucasian male working in a company as an accountant, has been in treatment for generalized anxiety depression, generalized anxiety disorder, chronic depression, has been doing good on medication. He described he's feeling good, sleeping good, eating good, denies any depression, anxiety, moving, no panic attack, or any some problem with the medications. He described he has been doing good since he started on medication, that is on Buspiran 10 mg BID, Trazodone 50 mg daily, and Venlafaxine 150 mg extended release. And at even 0.5 mg, whenever his anxiety is overwhelmed and is not able to control, he was alert oriented. His mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. His speech was clear. Thought process recognized. There was no suicidal homicidal thought. There is no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceptive feeling. Denies any side effect. Assessment: major depressive disorder with panic attack. History of generalized anxiety disorder. Plan continue with the current treatment. I will give 30-day supply of the medication. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. I have emphasized and encouraged him to see a therapist, but he does not have any time to engage in therapy. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next question is on Junkes, J-U-N-C-A-J. Anna. Her date of birth is 11/8/1972. Telephone number is 702-379-7304. Anna is a 53-year-old Caucasian female living with her boyfriend at 288 Queens Court, Warren, Michigan 48093. described that she has been doing very well. She can focus better with the medication and does not have any problem in attention span, concentration. She is more productive. And for premenstrual symptoms, I started on Prozac 20 milligram daily, to which she described that she is not having any pain or discomfort on monthly basis, and she is feeling much better. She has claimed that she is happy, pleasant, cooperative. There is no suicidal thoughts, no hallucination, delusion. Her judgment sight is better. Patient looks calm, quiet, appropriate, attentive, immediate, recent memory sphere. Judgment sight is good. No side effect of the medication. Assessment: attention deficit hyperactive disorder, depressive disorder, premenstrual symptoms resolved. Continue with the supportive plan. 30-day supply was ordered. Follow appointment was given in 30 days. Next solution is an Anna-Inucci, A-N-N-A-Inucci, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Her date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Subjective Ajita. Anna is a 72-year-old, single Caucasian female, living at 17195 Fraser Wood Drive, Fraser, Michigan 48026. It is a senior citizen complex, and she is living alone. She was crying and depressed and sad, complaining that her daughters are not of any help. She has to call Kroger so that she can get her grocery at the apartment. P.M. She was recently operated for her left hip joint and left knee joint, period, and has been on pain medication. She was depressed, crying, angry, irritable, agitated. Patient was provided support, redirections, encouragement, and also help her to develop some relationship in her campus so that she can go out and buy any grocery. Although her daughter, who is living in Rochester Hill, supposed to come and visit her, but due to some engagement with her family, she was not able to do that. She was also very upset that her other daughter, who is living in Grand Rapids, they went to outside and did not have no time to visit her. Patient Anna was provided support and reality orientation and encouragement, and that they are coming whenever they have time, and she should keep patience, and she has to develop some control on her emotion and try to find out alternative way to deal with this with problems, to which she agreed. Patient has been on lamotrigine 200 milligram at bedtime, 50 milligram in the morning, and melatonin 3 milligram at bedtime. Patient has sufficient supply of the medication, and she claimed medication has been doing all right, and she is taking her medication. Also, she is on pain medication. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed, problem of loneliness, dependency need on her daughter, other medical condition like a status post, left hip and left knee surgery, period, lack of support, continue with the current plan, continue with the current medication. She describes she is still having supply of 2 weeks of the medications and does not need medication. A follow-up appointment was given again in 2 weeks. This is the end of dictation by Dr. Stavi. Bye-bye.